party with everybody.
Awesome. And so we're going to get a limited edition, a crack at a limited edition vinyl. Is there anything else going to be at the merch booth besides the vinyl? Do you have like old merch or something you're going to?
No, I've been on the merch sell for, you know, my entire career, enough to know that if you give someone an option, they might take it. And I just want people to have the album. So that's all that's for sale. Just the vinyl. Nothing before, nothing after, nothing on the side.
Okay. And second to last question here. Where can folks go listen to the record? What streaming services? I guess it's pretty much everything.
Yeah, Spotify, Apple, blah, 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 YouTube Music, everything. Yeah, you just have to put in Rami Mays or put in Small Victories, and you should probably get to it and enjoy it and listen to it past song six.
That's right. That's right. Exactly. And lastly, but not leastly here, in case I missed anything, is there something else that you need to tell the folks on the radio waves in Winnipeg and around the world?
Well, first of all, I just want to say thank you to 95.9 for being a Winnipeg local station that supported me. And what you didn't mention is that CKUW is presenting the show alongside the West End Cultural Center, so I really appreciate that. For July 26th at the West End, I'd like it, Alan, if you'd like to give a couple tickets away after this, that would be great.
Cool.
Yeah, well, I'll make sure I get them to you guys somehow, or to the West End, get them to you somehow. Definitely give it a couple tickets to someone who wants to call in or something, however you want to figure it out. And yeah, no, that's it. I'm just really excited that people give a crap at all. So thanks.
No, for sure. It's going to be incredible, folks. And listen, we got to get Rami. You could hear the cars ripping by.
I got to get back in the van. We're going to be late for Santa. Actually, yeah.
For real. So thanks so much, Rami, and we will see you in Winnipeg on the 26th.
Okay, right on. Thank you so much, Alan. I appreciate it.
Yeah, take care. Thank you.
I've been waiting for something to come around. I've been dreaming to find my ground. It's the smoke. Victory. Empty bottles lying on the floor. Predictable predicament you can't ignore. They're not worried. They think that you're okay. But sometimes in the silence, things get lost in the smoke. Victory. And she's not looking for a fight, trying to ride the line between what's wrong and what's right. But they're pushing, pulling with their might. Find a way between the dark and the light. It's the smoke. Victory. Stage, naked in my beauty, dressed in all of my rage. Every story ends a different way, but I can find the silver line that gets me up every day. It's the smoke. Victory. It's the smoke.
Listener-driven radio, 24/7, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Oh, man. The new record is so sweet. It's awesome. CKUW 95.9 FM. Hello, 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 and welcome, everybody. Hopefully you're not just tuning in because we just wrapped up our, 1 hour and 8 minute Rami Mays interview show. And I should mention this, actually. We're going to be doing, I recorded an hour long, actually it's an hour and 1 minute. I went 1 minute over, dun, 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 dun. You know, I'm going to get in trouble from the powers that be here. But no, I recorded the same interview, an hour and 1 minute long. And it's going to air a little bit later this week in prime time. So listen, if you want to find out when it's going to air, I'll be posting it probably tomorrow on Night Danger Radio, our Facebook group page, and we'll also go Night Danger WPG, which is the Instagram account. And we'll put it up there as soon as we know, as soon as the powers that be know when they're going to air it. We'll let everyone know. And yeah, pretty excited about that too. So yeah, we just heard, we heard two in a row from the new record. The new record has 12 tracks, and I think they're all good, by the way. They're amazing. And like Rami said, they're everywhere. Any streaming service, basically, that you you want to check it out at, it will probably be there for sure. So we just heard "Tired of Loving You." Man, I don't know why I chose that one. Except besides being amazing, maybe it's a little bit of my for some reason when I heard the song, I'm like, that kind of reminds me of like Led Zeppelin, who were a massive influence on me when I was a wee young lad. And that kind of reminded me of it for some reason. I don't know why Zeppelin came to my mind. But anyways, yeah. So, of course, From Small Victories, which just came out, I think, a week ago. And then, the Quiet Part,
we played Small Victories, the title track, before that. And like we discussed in the interview, the first six are nice and quiet and beautifully written songs. And then Rami goes into the last six tunes are just rocking. So don't be fooled. Don't just listen to the first few and go, oh, man, this is too mellow for me or something. Yeah, if you're into more of the rock stuff, the heavier stuff, then tracks 6 to 12, it gets a lot more raunchy and rocking, and it's such a great record. Can't wait to play this record on the radio, and I know there's a whole bunch of programmers here on CKW who are going to follow suit. I guarantee you. I'm actually thinking I might see some of my peers at the show on Friday. I'm almost thinking it's going to be guaranteed. So it's going to be a super fun night though on Friday. It's going to be amazing. So get down to the West End. What was I going to say again? Oh yeah, $25 in advance, $30 at the door. I'll just repeat, you know, this year, like since COVID, or not this year, but since COVID, the restrictions are all, you know, basically gone now. And I'm finding shows are you know, selling out. So be careful with the I'm just going to buy them at the door thing, because that might lead to disappointment. So anyways, yeah, Friday, July the 26th, the Rami Mays record release for Small Victories. Everyone should go. It's going to be super duper fun. And I should mention, too, that half of the wicked Winnipeg band called Show Pony are going to be opening the show up, and it's going to be wicked. So there you go. So we'll see you there, everybody. And yeah, it's what time is it? It's 1:12 in the morning. We've got a couple hours left on the old radio before we pack it in for another week. I should make a couple of announcements. You know, next week, I'm gonna try and pre-record a show, but I'm going to be at the Top Secret Hideout location. I got some major work to do in the basement of the cabin, which, by the way, is an unfinished, very dreary, very damp basement. My grandfather, who basically built the cottage and wired the cottage and did all the plumbing and did like incredible work there, his plan was to build a little kind of garagey thing under the cottage, you know, where he could park his car. And, you know, he would stay there sometimes until, you know, the snow started falling. And then he was a snowbird, and he went off to Texas and stayed warm and everything. But yeah, he would park his car, you know, in the basement there. And he also had like a little workshop and stuff. My grandpa, of course, could fix anything. I mean, someone's stove would break and they'd be like, hey, Ken, can you fix the stove? And he'd be like, I'll give it a try. And yeah, he'd fix it. And he was an electrician by trade, and he learned how to do plumbing. He learned how to do roofing. He learned how to do everything. He was an incredible person. But, of course, we don't use that as a garage anymore. It basically just sits there. Our water pump, we pump our water from the lake, is down there, and our hot water tank is down there, and that's about it. But the roof, with all the insulation in it and covered up with plywood, because it's so damp down there, it's been, you know, rotting and falling down. And so we've got insulation all over the floor and rotten plywood. And so I'm going to head in there and I'm going to tear down that ceiling and try not to get insulation in my eyes. Don't worry, I got some crazy safety goggle thing that we ordered on Amazon or whatever. So I'm probably not going to, you know, damage my eyes or anything, but it's going to be interesting. But that whole big long story is I'm probably going to pre-record next week, and then I don't know what's going to happen after that. Summer's pretty dang busy, and of course we're what is the date today? It's already the 24th of July, so summer is rapidly passing us by here. So I don't know about you, but I'm going to try and do as much outdoorsy stuff as I possibly can, because dang, we're summer's, I'm hoping to have a big September though, hey, like a really nice hot September. I said this last year and it never happened, but maybe this is the year. We'll see. So that's the announcement part of it. Listen, you know, last week I chickened out. Hold on. I chickened out because I was super tired from Folk Fest. Like, even though I had all day Monday to you know, recover and all that, But, I was musicked out. I mean, it was a weekend full of unbelievable music. And so I was like, man, I don't know if I have a show in me. And so I chickened out and we played a repeat show. But we're going to do our Folk Fest wrap-up show. And it was quite an awesome Folk Fest, I have to say. It was blistering hot, which... that's par for the course. And we got a little bit of rain, too, actually, in the last couple of days of Folk Fest as well. So it was a bit challenging. Not too many mosquitoes, though. But the music was just incredible. And, of course, the folks, the music lovers that gathered at Folk Fest, it was wonderful. It was such a fun time. Folk Fest kind of restores my faith in humanity. You know what I mean? And then you come back in the city and you see all kinds of bad stuff and you're like, dang, yikes. Why couldn't Winnipeg be like Birdsill Park at Folk Fest? Everyone's just, nice to each other and cordial. But anyways, we can always dream, hey? We can always dream. All right. Listen, let's start the first of a couple Folk Fest wrap-up sets. My highlight of the Folk Fest was Orville Peck, and this first song called Drive Me Crazy gave me actual goosebumps. I was like, holy cow, it was just ridiculous. Worth the wait. Of course, Orville canceled last year because he even mentioned it in the show. He was like, man, I was a mess, mentally. So he said, forget it, I ain't doing no more touring, and he took a break, and boy, he was on, and his band was just ridiculous. It was wicked. If Orville gets back to Winnipeg, you should get your tickets, folks. And if you missed the Folk Fest, you probably don't know what I'm talking about, but man, what a show that was. So we'll start with Orville. We'll actually do two in a row from Orville. What the heck? It's CKUW. It's 95.9 FM Night Danger Radio. We're going till 3 in the morning, and the coffee's kicking in now. I'll tell you that much. Jeez.
No one on the highways tonight, just you and me and the rigs we ride, burning rubber wherever we go, looking back at the orange glow. Each tunnel we take, my heart on the brakes. The road doesn't matter, it's how you haul. We lost it in 99 after all. You put up the cards just to watch them fall. You always said you'd drive. You always said you drive me crazy. Said it was you and me till we died. So hands on the wheel and let's drive. Buckle up and drive me crazy. And two headlights in the night. Just look straight ahead if you like it slow. Take guesses on exits, one has to be right. November rains on the radio. Tall tales we make up, our eyes on the road. Nothing lasts forever, that's how it goes. Never thought I'd learn to love the snow. Breaker, breaker, break hearts, 10-4, daddy-o. You always said you'd drive. You always said you'd drive me crazy. Said it was you and
buckle up and drive me. Strange impulse out on the plains of West Texas. There's many a young boy who feels things he can't comprehend. And the small town don't like it when somebody falls between the sexes. No small town don't like it when a cowboy has feelings for men. And I believe to my soul that inside every man is the feminine. And inside every lady, there's a deep manly voice, loud and clear. And a cowboy may brag about things that he's done with his women. But the ones who brag loudest are the ones that are most likely queer. Cowboys are frequently secretly fond of each other. What did you think all them saddles and boots was about? There's many a cowboy who don't understand the way that he feels for his brother. And inside every cowboy there's a lady that loved to slip out. Somebody who says what the others just whisper. And mostly that someone's the first one to get shot down dead. But when you talk to a cowboy, don't treat him like he was a sister. You can't fuck with a lady that's sleeping in each cowboy's head.
are frequently secretly fond of each other. What did you think all them saddles and boots was about? There's many a cowboy who don't understand the way that he feels for his brother. And inside every lady, there's a cowboy who loved to come out. And inside every cowboy, there's a lady who loved to slip out.
It's a complete farce. Everything you do is a farce. Everything's about you, man.
Hey.
We have.
Hey, what's up?
Hi, this is Paige Drobot wishing CKUW 95.9 FM a happy 25 years on the FM dial. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Listener-driven, never corporate-programmed, this is Independent Radio, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
much older in my body than my heart. I'm more wicked in my mind than in my pen. But we live with these excuses and may benefit from lies. I'm much older in my body than my heart. I'm much older in my body than my heart. Beautiful as Jesus on the cross. She's as simple as mother's wedding dress. But she lives with her confusion and may benefit from lies. She's much older in her body than her heart. She's much older in her body than her heart. I'm much older in my body. I'm much older in my body than my heart. I'm much older in my body. I'm much older in my body than my heart. I'm much older in my body than my heart. Answers to the questions I've known. He's the beginning of the life of which I live. And he may live with his excuses. He may benefit from lies. He's much older in his body than his heart. He's much older in his body than his heart. Oh, he's much older in his body than his heart. I'm much older in my body. I'm much older in my body than my heart. I'm much older in my body. I'm much older in my body than my heart. Than my heart. Than my heart.
CKW, 95.9 FM. Happy belated Folk Fest to everybody. Hold on, I'm going to move this. Oh, that wasn't too bad. All right. Yeah, so, yeah, we're a little late. We took last week off due to a musical hangover. I literally had nothing left for music. I was, after the 4 days of Folk Fest, I was like, damn, I need a break. And I guess the sun had something to do with it, but that was a lot of music to absorb in a pretty short amount of time. But what a Folk Fest it was. Just a reminder, next year is the 50th anniversary of the Folk Fest. I'm just going to go on the air right now, and I'm going to say my prediction for next year. And my prediction is this, is that Willie Nelson will be a headliner at the Folk Fest next year. You heard it here first. So there you go. But yeah, so Folk Fest Part 1, or Folk Fest Wrap-Up Part 1, is in the books. We just heard Possessed by Paul James with Older in My Body from a record called Feed the Family, which came out in 2010 on Hillgrass Bluebilly. That's hard to say. Hillgrass Bluebilly Records. And saw Possessed by Paul James at a little side stage. What was it? It was one of the two stages in the woods. I can't remember which exact stage it was, but what a great, fantastic Wicked show. Yeah, just discovered him for this folk fest, and what a discovery it was. So great. And speaking of great, we heard I'm a humongous Cowboy Junkies fan and have been for a long, long time. And so what a thrill it was to see them again at the folk fest. I saw them, gosh, it must have been 10 years ago at the folk fest, except they were doing main stage. And so this time they played Big Blue Stream, which is a wonderful stage, maybe the biggest daytime stage, although Snowberry's pretty big too. But anyway, I got a pretty nice seat, you know, very close to the front in the blistering hot heat. I got to sit very close to my buddy Stu from the Twang Trust right here. And yeah, it was a wonderful show. I actually wish, though, that the Cowboy Junkies would come and play like the West End or something, because it's been a while since I've actually seen them in, you know, a smaller venue. But nonetheless, they were wicked. And they played the song that we played just on the radio here, because Cheap Is How I Feel, from a record called The Caution Horses, which came out way back in 1990 on RCA Music. Golly, it was fantastic to hear that live. They played Walking After Midnight as well, and kind of a weird story. They opened with Lou Reed's Sweet Jane, which of course was kind of the song that broke them loose, you know, into the world with the Trinity Sessions record, which was their second album. And yeah, I was so happy that I was like, yeah, and I put my arm in the air, and there was some lady standing over me with beers. Yeah, well, I got a nice beer shower from this lady. Yeah, thanks a lot. And anyways, I was going to say, you know, I was baptized in beer, so it wasn't that big of a deal. But anyway, that was the only bad thing about the Junkies show. Everything else was just fantastic. I wish it was a little bit longer, but, you know, you can't win them all. And it was excellent. And Band of Horses, a band that I've always been like, I should check out Band of Horses. I should really sit down one night and listen to a whole bunch of Band of Horses. Well, they confirmed that's what I should have done all these years, because they were spectacular on main stage. So we played Casual Party from a record called Why Are You Okay? Yeah, Why Are You Okay? From 2016, Interscope put that one out. And yeah, I am a converted Band of Horses fan now. That's one of my new discoveries. And and probably the there was a bunch of highlights from the folk fest, but there's no question that Orville Peck delivered the goods. I like his recordings and stuff going in, and his songs are spectacular. But for me, you know, you have to be able to do it live in order to really make me a fan. And boy, oh boy, he confirmed that right off the bat. It was that set was just spectacular. And of course, it poured rain for a bit right before. And so Orville, he might have been delayed a couple minutes, but it wasn't actually too long. Like, my sister was like, oh no, he's supposed to go on now, basically. And so me and her kind of went up, you know, close to the front, fairly close, I guess, and caught the show. So we played Cowboys Are Frequently Secretly Fond of Each Other from his latest record called Stampede Volume 1. And that was put out, in 2024 on Warner Music, and it's all duets all the time. And that one, of course, is with Willie Nelson, who I boldly predict will be at the Folk Fest next year. I hope Orville is too. Wouldn't that be something? Good grief. I don't know if my head might explode if Orville Peck and Willie Nelson were playing in the same damn Folk Fest. I'd be like, what the beep? And we heard Drive Me Crazy, which live is something to behold. It was so good. From a record called Show Pony that came out in 2020 on Columbia Music. So I would encourage everyone, if Orville comes back here, or if he goes to the Folk Fest, you know, for the 50th anniversary, go check him out. It is good stuff. Listen, it's time for a CKW weather, because it's 1:44 in the morning already. Good grief. CKW weather, whether you like it or not. Yeah. Weather. Geez. Well, it's pretty nice out right now in the old Winnipeg. It's 18 above. Beautiful. There's a 30% chance that we're going to get another thunder shower. Did you see the one the other night? It might have been too late for some folks, but of course, me being a night person, I was up, And all of a sudden, there was flashes of lightning all over the place and some thunder. And then it started getting louder. And I'm like, wait a minute. I don't think I closed my car windows. And so I freaking ran out in my flip-flops and flying around. I'm like, ah! And, yep, quickly the wind came up while I was out there. I'm like, good grief. And quickly did the windows up and put the drain pipe on, which was not on properly. And then, lo and behold, 10 minutes later or so, all you could hear was rain. So I just made it in the nick of time. But anyways, 30% chance tonight. The low is supposed to go down 4 more degrees to 14, which is still not too shabby. For the rest of Wednesday, we're looking at a 26-degree high, mix of sun and cloud, 20 degrees tomorrow night, which is pretty sweet. And Thursday, the 25th, 29 above and complete sun, and then 22 at night and complete moon. And then Friday, we're looking at some clouds, but no chance of rain yet. 29 again is the high. And then 30% chance of rain, but 21 beautiful degrees for the Rami Mays show at night. That's going to be incredible. For Saturday, we're looking at 29 above and complete sun. And at nighttime, it's 17 degrees and clear. The Bombers are in Toronto to play the Argonauts, by the way, on Saturday night, if anyone cares. And then Sunday, the 28th, we're looking at 26 and complete sun. And then at night, it's 17 degrees and complete moon and stars and constellations. And they're saying back up to 30 for Monday the 29th. So we're getting some heat now, or we weren't getting it before. And then remember all the all of Eastern Canada was getting scorched, and I was like, damn man, why aren't we getting this? We're getting like 17 degrees and they're getting 30. So I was bitter man, and now I'm not bitter man anymore. So that's right. All right, so let's do part two of our Folk Fest wrap up portion of the show. I have another one. I don't know if we're gonna have time for it. It's kind of like the weird one, you know, with what I like, Chris Freyer, the artistic director for Folk Fest, or the guy that gets all the bands. If you want to get really technical about it, I love the way though he kind of gets us older crowd, with like bands like the Cowboy Junkies, and you know, it brings us back to our youth. But then he also is smart and is catering to the young crowd, you know, with groups like, Moon Tricks and the Mesthetics, who I missed, who are incredible. So if we have time, we'll play some of the weird stuff later. But for now, let's start with a band called The War and the Treaty. And this is a band that I didn't pre-listen to before the Folk Fest, but they went on main stage in the scorching heat. And they converted me, as do many bands at Folk Fest. It's just a music discovery experience for me. So we'll start with The War and Treaty. It is CKUW. It's 95.9 FM. And you're listening to the Night Danger Radio Show, which goes until 3 in the a.m. Pretty late. Get your coffee and popcorn. Here we go.
And the town. She's just a plain old everyday old clown. She left me for a railroad bill. Now that Bill's dead, what you gonna do? Go across the mountain in your ballyhoo and then ride for a railroad bill. Your hair ain't curly like a horse in mane. You ain't gonna sit here and drive for me insane. Go back to a railroad bill. Drink your wine out the crystal cup, 'cause your man's in that graveyard and never gonna wake up. You can die with old across the bed, looked so happy, she took back everything I said. She didn't go back to railroad bill. But I did that woman like a Jersey cow, took her to the bedroom, didn't quit her anyhow. So she go back to railroad bill. And I said, talk about your honey, you ought to see mine. She's humpback, she's bow-legged, she's crippled and blind.